Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Per show of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. This supports your upcoming shows. Please click the PayPal button upon any show page if you want a reading on today's show. Thank you for your support.
Well, you heard the little advert there, and we do thank everybody for their kind support, and we have subscribers in the call queue this evening, and we'd like to address our subscribers, because although we don't really want to push them up the call queue when other people have actually donated as well, it's a good thing to show that we care for you as much as you care for us. A call queue is numbered from 1 to 10 normally, something like that, because it really depends on how many people we have in a court queue. We had 13 people in the court queue for the last show that we did on Sunday evening. And we went slightly over with that one. So the last call actually went into archive. So we managed to do all 13 people. Let's see if we can do the same tonight, because we've got a court queue of 7 there at the moment. 5 and 6 we haven't screened. The other people, we actually know. Lovely, isn't it? You know, I think it's nice when you know people and you get used to the numbers. Yeah. Okay. Tina's here in a different manner, but she's here. We've got Foreigner, another 3 tracks that we put in for you there this evening, so we'll be playing them throughout the show. And our first call this evening is Holly.
Good morning. Good evening, Holly.
Hi, how you doing?
Not so bad. I'm tired, but yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. I guess whatever you pick up on, if that's okay.
Okay. Holly, I'm feeling a little bit more happier. You feel a lot happier within yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
I feel as though things are running a bit more smoothly for you now as well. That makes sense as well, please.
Yes.
Good. I feel as though somebody's been talking. I feel as though you've had a conversation. That makes sense as well, please.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad it feels as though you've got things sorted out and open up and in the air. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Good. Holly, I'm feeling as though you can feel a bit more relaxed now, darling. I feel as though you said the things you wanted to say. Okay. I do feel as though you're feeling as though you could capture the world right now. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly feel as though you're going to come up in the world as well. I do feel as though more people are coming towards you. I do feel as though things are going, your life will be basically sorted out for you. Okay. I honestly feel as though you're on cloud 9 at the minute, darling, okay? Because I feel as though, because of your spirit beings and what's going on in your personal life as well, I do feel as though everything, you feel as though it's coming together. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Good. I'm happy for you, sweetheart. I really am happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay. You deserve all of this. You deserve all of this, sweetheart, because this is the goodness that you was going to be given. Okay. I feel as though I said to you not so long back that you was going to receive something good, but I do honestly feel as though this is the good that was coming towards you. Okay. You'll be noticed. You'll be noticed, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though you are being noticed by a number of people. Okay. I do feel as though somebody is still spreading the word about you. Okay, because you're so good at what you do. Okay, I do feel as though you've given quite a powerful reading. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes. This lady, yes, yesterday, about her.
I do feel as though that had some impact on her in a good sense, like. But I do feel as though she was really happy about with the reading that you gave her, okay? I honestly do feel as though she's going to start spreading the word about you as well. I'm not sure whether it's a personal reading or whether it is a reading on you, all right? But I do feel as though she was really, really happy with what you gave her, and you was the exact note as well. You was the exact point as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This is the angels. They're helping you to get further on of where you are, okay? I honestly do feel as though you are going to go rising, darling. I do feel as though you're going to rise to the top, sweetheart, to be perfectly honest. People are going to start noticing you. I'm feeling as though other psychic mediums are going to start noticing you as well, Okay. I do feel as though there's a good road coming for you, darling. Okay. Because I really, really, I'm feeling as though you've got that much joy in your heart right now that you want to spread it to others. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hollywood, you understand, besides the powerful reading you gave the lady yesterday, there's some other powerful reading that you've given. I feel as though it was to a gentleman figure. Would that make sense?
Yes, I remember him. Yep.
Yeah, okay. See, I didn't know that, did I? So
two males had a really good reading.
Yeah, I feel as though it was a powerful reading to a male figure. Okay, and that male figure is also starting to spread the word as well, because he was skeptic before he got a reading from you. Okay.
Aww.
I feel as though he was a bit skeptic before he got a reading from you, and you've actually changed his mind. I honestly do feel as though he's starting to spread the word about you as well, sweetheart, to be honest. I feel as though things definitely are going to start new chapter for you, sweetheart. Excuse me. In the good sense of the way, regarding jobs as well, I feel as though you are in the process maybe of getting a new job as well, or you've applied for another job which is nearer to Brian as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I think there's three by Brian that I applied to.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though one of them is going to come off, darling. I do feel as though one of them is going to come off, because I feel as though it's around in the sort of like care sector. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though one of them is going to come off, darling. I really do want to feel as though one of them is going to come off, because the employer is looking at your resume, and I do feel honestly that things are going to start and change for you, darling. I really do. The world's going to be your oyster, I can feel, okay? Because this is what you've been wanting for a long time, and you've been aiming for this goal for a very long time, okay? Do you want what you can get right now? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel honestly, Holly, that things are really going to start looking up, okay? I do feel as though things are really going to start looking up. There's somebody around you that's very excited for you. Would that make sense?
Well, only person I can think of is my stepson.
Yeah, I feel as though he's excited for you, because he's thinking the same as everybody else. You deserve all the happiness in the world because of what's happened in the past. I'm feeling this couldn't be any better for you right now. You're living the life how you wanted to live your life Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I do feel as though that's what's going on. I do feel as though that's what's going on, Holly. Okay. I honestly feel as well that there's some sort of... I feel as though you're a bit nervous as well, Holly, about something. Okay. Maybe it's to do with the new relationship as well. Feeling what you're feeling right now is not feelings that you've had before. Would that make sense?
Yeah, very different.
Yeah. You've no need to worry about them feelings, darling. Absolutely no need to worry about them feelings, sweetheart, whatsoever, because he is going to treat you like a queen. And I feel as though in some sort of a conversation that he's actually said that, but not in so many words. Would that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I could tell. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel as though he's going to treat you like a queen, sweetheart, because it's just the vibes that I'm getting off you right now, even though I can't see you. It's vibes that I'm getting off you that you're really excited to be moving on with your life, to be happy of where you are right now as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
So the angels are looking down on you. The ascending angels are going to come down and teach you a bit more about your gift, what you've got. They're going to start maybe giving you a bit of a challenge as well. I feel as though they're going to give you a bit of a challenge, okay?
Hmm.
Because they know you can, if they set a challenge, they know you can go through it.
Two.
Okay, because you're just that good. You're just that good, Holly. okay?
Wow.
I do feel as though they're still going to come down and be by your side and give you the challenges. Plus, they're going to teach you a bit more about your gift as well, because I'm feeling as though they want to strengthen you even more, okay? Yeah, I know you're at full strength, but I think they feel as though they need to give you a bit more strength even more, because they need to give you some more ammo, basically, to connect to spirit. So when you do give your readings, that your readings do come strong and powerful as well, sweetheart. Would that make sense at all?
That sounds great.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I do feel as though around you, you've got spirit around you, but I don't feel as though spirit of a recently passed woman. I feel as though it's the spirit of an ancestor that's given you strength as well.
One
there was a very very woman, a very powerful woman that passed as well. I feel as though she's given you strength as well, Holly.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, I do feel as though, because I feel as though she was psychic as well. So, yeah, but things are going to start looking up for you, darling.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye, darling. Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. All right. Maybe. Where are we? Oh, Laura.
Good evening, Laura.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired after last night, but yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I just wanted to know if you're picking up anything about any changes coming my way.
I do feel as though there's changes coming your way, Laura. I do feel as though you've applied for another contract as well. I do feel as though you've applied for another contract, maybe another two contracts. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
I do feel as though you've applied for a contract that you've been wanting to do for a very long time, or it's something that's popped in your mind and said, thinking, well, yeah, I think I can do that one better than I can do that one. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I just wondered, do you think I'll end up leaving the contract I'm currently on and jumping into something else, or will I ride this one out?
I don't know. I do feel as though you're going to go into another contract, okay, maybe before this one runs out. But I do feel as though you're going into contract because you've been putting your point forward. You've been putting in things, what you can do for the company, ETC, et cetera, okay. And I do feel as though you've been inspired to do all this as well. Would that make sense?
What did you say?
I feel as though you've been inspired to do this as well. Would that make sense?
No. I'm looking for another contract because I'm not really thrilled with the one that I'm on.
Yeah.
Started it. So, and I'm just wondering, I'm debating whether or not I should just stay on this one and ride it out, or, you know, quit it and jump onto something else better.
With that, you've got to do what you think's best for you, Laura, okay? You've got to do what you think's best for you. Go with what either your mind is telling you or your brain or your gut is telling you, okay? Because I feel as though you're having a bit of a few gut instincts as well. Would that make sense?
Well, yeah, so I'm not happy with this contract, but at the same time, I don't like to quit a contract because it might look bad, you know, professional-wise, if I could do that. Maybe I just, you know, hang in there and put up with it for the short term. Because it's supposed to be initially a six-month contract and then possibly get it extended. But I would think, if I write it out and I stay with it, I could always I could just say at the end of the 6 months, I'm not going to renew the contract. I'm moving on to something different. Are you picking up on how it's going to end up if I do stay?
Well, you're saying that you're not happier now, but if you write the contract out, Laurie, are you going to be any happier? That's what you've got to think to yourself. Are you going to be... are you going to be any happier with that? But at the end of the day, you've got living expenses as well to think of as well. So it's like a catch-22 situation, okay? I do feel as though it's a catch-22 situation, Laura, because if you give up that contract, you might not get another contract for a very long time, okay, besides the one that you're applying for right now, all right?
Why wouldn't you stop and look at another one offered to me first?
Yeah, you've got to get another one offered to you first. I mean, because you've got living expenses as well to pay for. So you can't just give up your contract just like that. You can't. You've got to wait for another, like, better option to come along. I feel as though you need to wait for a better option to come along. And I think one of the contracts that you have applied for is a better option. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see me getting that contract offered to me?
I see you getting a contract offered to you. I don't know which contract it'll be, but I do see a contract getting offered to you. But I think the contract that you're going for, I think it may be the better option contract, okay? Don't quote me on that, but I do see a contract getting offered to you, sweetheart. I do also feel as though spirit are around you as well and inspiring you to get going forward and get what you want to get, okay? Because I feel as though you're a very strong, powerful lady and you want to only get what's best for you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. But spirit are with you, backing you all the way. They are inspiring you as well to go for what you can get, go for your goals and see what you can get out of what you want to do. Okay. I do feel as though there is a contract going to be offered to you, Laura, but when is another question? And it could be this year, it could be next year. I don't know. So it's going to be a case of wait out and see what comes along your way, okay? But I do advise you, like, to keep with the contract that you've got until you get a better one offered to you. Would that make sense at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you see me, Tina, anytime soon?
Sorry?
Do you see me making a move into my own place, like a house?
I do feel as though there's somebody handed me a set of keys. I do feel as though it could be soon because I do feel as though you've been searching for a property, but you've not quite found the right one yet. Would that make sense?
Yeah, but also because of being out of work for so long with COVID, I'm back now. So it's like I'm starting all over again, trying to save up the money.
Yeah, yeah.
I was ready last year, but messed up again.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're going to get the right, you've got to look for the right property, Laura, the one that you feel as though you're going to be the happiest in, okay? And I do feel it's one you're looking for is out of state. I don't know, maybe somewhere in the Sunshine State, maybe somewhere where you want to be. I'm thinking California, maybe. Would that make sense at all?
No, not California.
There's something
I'm more
to do with
on the East Coast. Maybe Florida or the Carolinas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I went in total wrong direction. I went down the West Coast. They're thinking they want you to start and look for the right property, sweetheart. The right property. Okay. The one that's going to suit you and the one that you want to be happy in. Okay. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, but that all depends on the job situation too.
Mm.
So I want so bad to move, and I keep looking at properties on the internet all the time, and the Carolinas, and even Georgia or anywhere. But it all hinges on me getting a job.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I do. They are handing me a set of keys, so there'll be a move somewhere down the line, Laura. There will be a move down the line somewhere, but they're saying that you've got to look for the right property and the property that you feel as though you're going to be the happiest in, okay? Because with you, you're a very picky person. You like to know what's what's what and the ins and outs of everything. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So you've got to look for the property that suits you. You've got to look at, maybe go for a look around this property to make sure it is the one that suits you, because I feel as though you'll be asking some questions while you're there as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely would.
So you've got to make sure it's the right one for you, but they are handing me a set of keys, so there is a move in the pipeline somewhere, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tina.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Bye. Thanks, Laura. Okay, cookie. Let's see where we are then. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to take a break. So, Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, Ron. Good evening, Tina-Marie. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. And again, please support the network. Wonderful people like Tina-Marie is on. Anyway, I had to say that. Tina, yes, it sounds great. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a great, it's the best of the best on the show.
Okay.
Everything Ken says is right on. I have a question, please. So I'm going to say another job that, I got another job that, this one's for 3 weeks, and it's part of course, I'm in the U.S., should I take it? I should take it. Am I gonna do okay with it? I have to leave.
I do feel as though you were okay, but I do feel as though you was doing okay in the other job as well, Veronica. Okay, I do feel as though you're gonna do okay with this job. All right. I do feel as though you're gonna get on well with this job, but you're a bit unsure of why you left the other job now, aren't you?
No, I'm not gonna leave the other job that I work. I already talked to them that I'm gonna be gone for 3 weeks, because the other one is just what they call when it's important, and so I have to go. But the boss said I'm gonna job that I can still have a job when I get back, and I was wondering if. Where I'm gonna go for this job, it's different atmosphere. So I cannot go. I have to travel, but would it be okay for me?
I feel as though it would be okay for you. But I do feel as though there's some early starts as well for you as coming up. Would that make sense at all, please?
What did you say, move?
No, some early starts with the new job. Would that make sense?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Early starting work. There'd be some, like, early mornings for you starting this job as well. Would that make sense?
Okay, yes. The one that's out of the one that's out of the where that's far the one that I have right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one that I have right now is...
No, the one that you're going to. I feel as though the one that you're going to some early starts in the morning as well. Would that make sense at all?
Yes.
Yeah. I do feel as though the travelling part won't be a problem for you. I think you'll get there and back no problem. Okay. I do feel as though you need to knock your confidence up a little bit more, Veronica, because I feel as though your confidence is not very good right now. I feel as though you keep doubting yourself as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. There's no need to doubt yourself, darling. You know you're a good person, because I feel as though somebody's been putting thoughts into your head that you're not a good person. You are not what you call very confident. Okay. The confidence should be there still, darling. Your confidence is one of the main important things of getting a job. Okay. I do feel as though you need to have a bit more love about yourself as well, Veronica, because I'm not feeling very much love around yourself. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to start giving
yourself a bit more confidence and a bit more love. With that, you'll do better. Okay. I do also that you've got to listen to, stop listening to hearsay of other people. Stop taking what people say to you in and stop taking it to heart as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
True. Yes.
Yeah. I do feel as though that's a main issue as well. Okay. So what people say to you, you just let it go over the top of your head. Okay. Don't take it in. Don't listen to them. And please do not take it to heart, because you're a lovely soul. You are a lovely soul. Oh. And I feel the lovely soul from you. Okay. It's just the way you speak to people. You're so kind. You're so gentle. You are a natural, lovely soul, Veronica. Okay. So please stop listening to people and what they say to you, and stop please taking it to heart, because you don't need to. You don't need negative people in your life, okay?
Yes,
okay,
I have two questions really quickly.
Okay.
This is really important. The job that I have right now, that I got, that were
mm-hmm.
nice, they both told me, yes, I can still have it. Are they still going to let me come back?
I feel as though they are, because I feel as though them people are one to the word. Okay. I do feel as though you're enjoying that job as well. I do feel as though you're enjoying that job, and you're making some friends. Okay. Some real nice friends.
Yeah, I've got beautiful people. Yes, for the first time since I was in high school.
Yeah. I feel as though you're making some nice friends, and you've been really, really relaxed with these people.
Yes, I have. For this moment. I feel like I'm in high school.
Yeah.
You got it,
there's
ma'am.
There's one person that you've been talking to in this job that you've still got. I feel as though you've been opening up to her. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And she's giving you some advice on how to carry on.
Yes, I have a young lady, She's
a
friend of the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do feel as though this job is true to word. I do feel as though you are going to be going back to that job after you finish the 3 weeks of wherever you go in. Okay.
Oh, God.
I do feel as though you have some happy times coming up for you as well, Veronica.
Mm.
I do feel as though there's some happy times coming up for you as well, darling, because I'm being given the age of a gentleman coming into your life. Okay.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask you about that. Have I met him?
Sorry?
Have I met him?
Don't know. I don't feel as though you have. I know there's one that you've been from, because he's been watching you. But I don't feel as though you've met this one. I don't feel as though you've met this one. I do feel as though there's a gentleman coming into your life. When is another question, and how you're going to meet him is another question. Okay, but I do feel as though there's happiness down the road for you. With
3 minutes.
I honestly do feel as though there's happiness down the road for you. It's what I'm being given, okay? What I'm being given now, that there is happiness coming into your life, because you deserve happiness, I'm being told. You deserve happiness for whatever reason, and because of the happiness that you never had and you've never been shown. Would that make sense?
True. I'm very picky. And I just had met him. I think he just came in. Because he's there where I work. He's there where I work with. He's there where I work. I feel chemistry. I haven't felt that for 11 years.
Might be him then.
I feel it because he is looky. I feel it. Let me describe. He's tall. Can you just give me a description? Can I ask Spirit? I know they probably don't want to talk, but is he tall? Tall? My age?
I can't say. They're not giving me the description for him, but it's like, if you feel the chemical rush between you, you feel the electricity between you, then you know there's something there. That's what I'm saying.
Is this someone who's going to give you a ring? You mentioned to me a ring before.
Sorry?
You mentioned a ring to me before?
A ring.
A few months ago. Is this the one that we're referring to?
I honestly can't remember I can't remember from one day to the next what readings I give out, sweetheart. I honestly can't remember saying anything about a ring, but maybe I did. I don't get me wrong. Maybe I did, but I don't remember. It
one
might be
minute
ago. Okay.
Well, one more question. Well, what is the time frame that he approaches me? Like, say, no, I want to be more than friends or whatever.
Spirit does have no time frame, and spirit work doesn't work on time frame, so it's going to be just luck and pure luck. Okay.
It's been a very interesting conversation, Miss Tina. I'm very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Thank you, Miss Tina. I'm really very surprised
much
about someone coming into my life. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Veronica. Thank you.
Yeah, love you, Miss Tina Marie. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Oh, ah, right, there she go. Right. I just did something on my phone coming through. Right. I'm just going to finish that. And let's see what we got for you. So, okay. Right. Now then. Thank you. I didn't know that was actually a live download that I made there. Right. Okay. We've had a nice email during the show there this evening from a lady that occasionally calls in and listens. So listens more than calls. And the email reads kindly, I am sending you this donation in payment for all upcoming shows for the year. So we have another paid subscriber. Now, she's been sending, this lady, I've been sending like £10 for the last three shows. And I'm thinking, well, I haven't actually realised where it's been coming from. And it's been coming. And now she's left her email there tonight to tell me who she is. So now now we can actually know who it is. And I think, come on, where's this? Why does this money keep coming into the PayPal when the caller isn't actually calling in? So I thought, well, adding it all up and getting three donations of £10 and then a donation this evening of 30, it pays for the whole year, because that is the equivalent to $50 there, which covers the whole year. So actually more than paid, really, when you think about it. But a lady that's been supporting us for more than 10 years now, and you know, when we get that kind of support from people that are out there just listening, it makes it all worthwhile, because it's like, it just shows that they actually enjoy what we do and they enjoy the shows. We get the occasional moaner, don't we? We get the occasional moaner that wants jam on it, you know, thinking like this day. Look, you know, it's free to call in from anywhere in the world, you know, and we make all possibilities for that to happen. If anybody's paying to call in this evening, let me know, and we'll make that happen for you as well. The thing is, keeping things free is not easy these days. And you know, because your service provider now will charge you even when you're calling on a mobile device. If you're calling to a free phone number, they'll try and charge you for it. Anyway, I'm going to get on with tonight's show. I need somebody, and I'm not good at interviewing, but we have a show coming up with a lady in April. Lady joining me in April. She's wrote several books. She's been on TV. And, you know, I don't really know whether she actually reads, but as far as I can make out, she reads tarot. So looking forward to, but I need somebody who can actually interview as well. So, you know, it's just, we're going to try and change the format of the show, but I need somebody alongside me who is a good interviewer. So I can't pay you anything, but yeah, somebody has a second hand, if you like, you know, it's like, yeah, somebody who can help with that, the running of interviewing people, because it's a difficult task to be able to interview and know how to speak to people properly. It's not my thing. It's really not. Okay. Right then, let's see where we're going. We've got to bring Tina back online, first of all. And we have Dee.
Good evening, Dee. Dee?
Good evening, Tina. How are you?
Good evening, darling. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm all right, thank you. Can you see what comes up in terms of my work, my contract? So I've finished one contract, or I lost one contract, and the second one, which was the main one, is continuing until June. So do you see the same, that the same one, the one which is until June, extending further, or do you see me getting something else, or do you see me doing another one, the June one extending plus getting a second one?
I feel as though you've got another one. I feel as though you've applied for another one coming up at the side of it as well. Would that make sense?
I'm applying, but if I get another one, do you think I'll be able to manage doing both?
You're a very strong-willed person, Deep. You've got to stop doubting yourself. Of course, you can manage the both of them together, okay? With the one ending in June, I can see maybe it being extended because you're a very good worker. And you have got a lot of points to put across, and you are doing some very good work. I don't know what the contract is, but you're doing some very good work on this contract as well, and the employer seems impressed with you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. Thank you.
Yeah. I do feel as though he's impressed with you, so I do feel as though there's a chance of that extending deep. Okay. Plus, I do feel as though there's another one going to come up at the side of it because you've applied for another one. Which is virtually maybe almost opposite to the one that you've got right now. Okay, something that you want to challenge yourself with as well. Would that make sense as well?
Not that I can relate now, but I'll think about it.
Okay.
Will I be able to do it from...
Sorry, say that again.
Will I be able to do it from home?
I have a feeling you'll be able to do it from home. Don't quote me on it, but I have a feeling you'll be able to do it from home. But if you're looking for a one that you can work from home, obviously because of personal issues, but I do feel as though you are going to get one that you can work from home as well, because I do feel as though there's one in the pipeline. You've just got to keep looking for it, darling. You've just got to keep looking for it, okay? Make that your main focus on what you want to do, okay? Because I do feel as though your focus is mainly on the one that you're doing right now. And as I say, the employer thinks that you're doing a really good job, or I feel as though the employer feels as though you're doing a really good job with that one, okay? I also feel as though things around you seem to be getting a little bit more better than what they have been. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. I'm moving into a studio next weekend, as in this coming weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations. I am impressed with that one. I really am impressed with that, because that's one step forward for you to get on with what you want the rest of your life to be. Okay. So I am really pleased for that, Deep. I also feel as though this studio... is going to be like, until you can afford your own house, I do feel as though you want to buy your own house as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. It's affording is one thing, and finding the right house is actually more difficult than having the deposit and being able to afford a mortgage.
Yeah. I do feel as though you're going to be settled at this studio as well. I do feel as though probably moving is going to be the last thing on your mind, because you've got other priorities to take care of as well. Okay. I do feel as though things are going to progress forward for you as well. I do feel as though you've had a bit of good news as well. Would that make sense?
Good news? No, I was happy that the studio worked out, and... do you think the lady will be fine with the amount of time I'll have my son over, with the number of days and nights I'll have him over, or will she complain or be uncomfortable? It shouldn't bother her with the amount.
I do feel as though it's going to be fine with her, because you really need to see your son as well. You need to have your son in your care to know that mummy and daddy are there for him as well, for him to feel a lot more settled, because I do feel as though he's settling, but I don't feel as though he's settling too much. Would that make sense?
That's right, yes. With the amount of money I'm paying for the studio, she couldn't be bothered with who, whether my son comes or not.
But right, okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing you need to talk to her about, or sort arrangements out with her, because nowadays parents do who are split, parents have to go 50-50 on care. Okay. I do feel as though she's going to let you see your son. I do feel as though she's got no option. All right. I do feel as though things are going to get better, and you are going to form a bond with little man as well. I do feel as though you're going to form that bond with him as well, okay? Because I do feel as though you're very close to your son as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would, yeah. So will she be okay if he stays 50% of the time?
I do feel as though she's got to feel okay about it. Because with you having social services and everything involved as well, you've got to sort of like talk to them about it as well, to get their okay, because they'll want to know what's happening, obviously, because I do feel as though the new social worker that you said that you've got is going to be very understanding, is going to be very open for you to listen to what you've got to say as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would, yes. But I haven't told them I haven't told the new landlady that social workers will come visiting. So,
Yeah. Well, you need to speak to people about stuff, and with everything, gets everything sorted out, obviously, with people, with social workers and everybody involved. You have to speak to the whole circle, okay? You need to speak to the whole circle. Because that is what you have to do. You have to let everybody know what you're doing and where you're going, okay? Because it's some sort of a legal matter with that as well, which I can't talk about, obviously, deep, as you know. But
how
I do
long
feel
do you see
that,
me in this?
Say that again, sorry.
How long do you see me in this studio I'm moving into?
There is no time frame, really. It's just until you can afford to save up and get a deposit for a house or whatever you're looking for. Okay. It might take some time, Deep. It may take some time, obviously, with the priorities that you've got as well right now. But every little and every so often, that is all I can suggest. Okay. I don't think it'll take you long to save up for a house, but the deposits on houses are just horrendous just right now as well. It's just got to do as and when you can, basically. This is what they're saying. I'm being told there's no rush, okay? There's no rush, because I don't think, I feel as though the house, the studio that you're going for is a long-term let. Would that make sense?
It's month to month, so we've agreed that we'll see how it goes with the little one, and because I'm looking for a place. Do you think, you know, the contract which they will extend beyond June, do you think it'll extend in the same terms and conditions, like within the same tax structure, like a self-employed?
I do feel so. As I say, the employer is really impressed with what work you can put across, darling. I do feel as though the employer is really impressed with what work you put across, because I feel as though you've been working really hard just lately as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. And the other one you saw me getting, will that also be similar tax structure, like a self-employed?
I think so.
Do you see that continuing until end of the year or longer than that?
I'm not sure, darling. I'm not sure. I can't see that far forward, but I do feel as though it's going to extend towards after June.
Okay, thank you. Lovely. Thanks for the lovely messages as ever. Love you, Tina.
Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much, Deep. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Deep. Ah, well, okay. Right. Now then. I'm seeing a lot of school children around by me at the moment, out of school for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know whether there's some sort of holiday or something again, because I know they've only just gone back, or it would seem that they've only just gone back, and then I can't imagine them having too many days off for Easter, although it used to be called midterm, I think, something like that. So I don't really know. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Ah, right, there's the library, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Right, so let's see where we got, where we are. Now then, my line 5 went in. That's crazy. We were just about to pick up line 5 after the deep call, and they've called off. Okay. Right. We'll have to see what happens to that then. Caroline is on line 6.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, lovely Tina.
Hi. How can I help?
God, Tina. You know, my question is the phone call going to come through?
Yes, it'll come through. It'll come through at some time. I can't predict when.
Okay. I know.
I can't predict when, my lovely.
Oh, my lovely woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't predict when, my lovely.
Huh. What's going on with that? I don't understand. I don't know. You know.
As I said, he may have some personal issues that he needs to sort out. I feel as though he's got personal issues that he needs to sort out, okay? I do feel as though, as I said, one of his parents, I do feel as though been poorly, okay? I do feel as though he's got issues, and I do feel as though he's clamped down with work as well. I do feel as though he's got phone calls coming in for work, travelling, and all the end of the other stuff, do you know what I mean? But he will call you eventually. He will call you when he has time. I do feel as though it's maybe soon, okay? I do feel as though it could be soon as well. But he is thinking about you such a lot at the minute, Caroline, okay?
Oh, boy. So... thank you. You're saving me. There's something that I have to ask you. I probably should have asked you to begin with. Didn't that tell you where my mind is? Tomorrow, I have a hearing that I have to attend. And I just talked to some authorities this morning, and I read them the Riot Act, because I shouldn't even be involved in this. This is not something of my doing. I'm a well-behaved individual, you know, I'm a stand-up citizen, blah, 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 blah. And I'm very upset that I have to go to this hearing. But it is as it is, you know, when you live in a society, you have to follow the rules and attend hearings when they beckon you. So let me just pose the question this way. Okay. Do you see me happy at... 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow?
Still can't answer it. It's a legal matter, darling. Still can't answer
okay.
it. It's a legal matter.
How about this? Okay, we won't ask. We won't.
Anything
ask.
Medical? Anything medical or anything legal? I can't answer, darling.
Okay. I'm sorry to even bring it up like that. I'm just so pissed.
so angry, you know. But anyway.
I feel your frustration, girl. I feel your frustration.
I have to watch myself, too, because I could end up, you know, burying myself in the ground over this because of my mouth, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I did myself any favors. I live in a very tiny town, and I really told off some authorities this morning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, okay. So tomorrow should be a good day otherwise because my business side of things is successful tomorrow. I was going to be signing papers. Oh, legal matter again. Okay, we won't go there. But it looks very positive and bright and cheery, and there's money coming in as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you about the sale of my house? Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I do. I do see the sale of your house. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sometime soon because I feel the market is growing over there. I do feel as though it is growing. I do feel as though it's going to be the right people that you sell your house to as well. Still things are going to take time for things to do. But in the meantime, you've got to look for that other property that you want nearer to your son and daughter-in-law, is it? That you need look for that nice property that you want. Something simple, I'm thinking.
You know, I don't even have a clue. I think after tomorrow, I might take a little trip and go exploring. I really don't have a clue anymore. I've lost the stomach for it. And I have more people that are saying, why are you moving? Why are you moving? You know, I've lived in this area for 20 years, but I don't have blood kin here, you know? And not that my blood kin are easy to get along, you know, with, but I don't know. I just have to start praying on it and asking for, you know,
you already have been praying on it as well because the angels have been listening. The angels have been listening to your prayers when you've been praying on it because you've been shouting as well that you want some help with all this because this is what they've just told me. Okay. I've got to tell you about the night that you shouted out and you was really angry about something about, will nobody help me with anything around here? Would that make sense? I'm putting it in the nicest context.
You're saying I only did that once?
Well, they're reminding me of one that you did. I'm putting it in the nicest context. Would you understand that?
I think I may do it a lot.
Yeah,
no,
but they're reminding me. They're reminding me of it. They're reminding me to tell you about it. So, but I put it into the nicest context.
I'm joking, Tina. I'm teasing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do go around asking for that kind of, you know, spiritual guidance.
Yeah.
And I guess I better put more focus on that. Who knows? You know, I don't want to be homeless.
Yeah.
It's okay to be homeless. You know, I mean, I could, you know, God knows, I've got choices and everything I could do, but I just haven't given it much thought, you know, it turns my stomach, the idea of, I don't want to stay here. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Obviously, the angels are listening, obviously, because I try to put that in the nicest context as possible, because
you haven't
been putting it in a very good context. it's just like I had to put that into the nicest context just to remind you of what you've been saying because the angels are listening, obviously. But as I say, I had to put that into the nicest context possible, obviously, because we're on radio.
2 minutes.
They are listening and they are going to come down and help you. They are going to come down and give you some inspiration and a good kick up the backside. Basically, they're saying.
Oh, dear. Yeah, usually those kind of kicks are hard. You know, it's like something will happen and you're thinking, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, you know,
I don't know, you know, clarity, but it doesn't come in mild form, you know.
They're basically saying, what they're basically saying is like, think less of one and concentrate on the other at this precise minute.
Okay. All right.
Let's think less of what you've been who you've been thinking about and concentrate on what's going to go on tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I think it's more like a Tylenol.
1 minute.
Or, you know, like a medication. Because that other stuff is so, it's out of my hands. I've done everything I could. All I have to do is show up. That's all.
Exactly.
You know, and then listen to whatever.
You've got to concentrate on what's tomorrow instead of concentrating on other things, I'm being told.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I've already given it over to the spiritual side, and I've done everything. Like, I just show up. That's it. And listen.
Yeah.
And then there's another committee that's going to review everything. I mean, it's just, I tell you, I told the authorities this morning, I said, you know, you guys are wasting taxpayer dollars. I mean, this is just stupid what you've done.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. And I thank you so much for being there. I love you. And I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Okay, line five's called back now. So, Kay.
Good evening, Kay.
Hello. Hi, Tina. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I'll keep it very simple. My job. I'm ready to move on now. There was a point when I was angry, and I know that wasn't the time to leave because I'd have taken that anger to the next place.
Yeah.
Now it's not anger. It's just there's nothing else to go up to. So that's the way I feel, and I'm thinking it's time. The spirit say this is the time, and I did see something I'm interested in applying for outside of the company.
Mm-hmm. I do feel as though the one that you're going to apply for, I do feel as though you're qualified for it, okay? I do feel things are going to progress for you. I'm feeling frustration as well, though, Kay. I'm really feeling frustration coming from you. Would that make sense at all, please?
It does. It does, yeah. It's not the same anger I had once. Now is frustration, and I have a micro manager who it's like there's when everything is going great, you know, work relationships are going good, work is steady, there's still always a need to prove yourself, and it's like I don't know what else to do. So it's frustration in working for somebody who don't know, who's never satisfied.
Right, okay, yeah. So this job that you're applying for, I do feel as though it's going to be the right one for you. I do feel as though, as we've got a saying over here, you need to put some many irons in the fire, darling. You need to put as many irons in the fire as you possibly can. Okay.
Okay.
That means like kind of putting some different applications into different places of what your choice and where you feel it's going to be, where you're going to be happiest. Okay. Spirit are working with you, darling. They are feeling your
frustration.
Okay. They are feeling your frustration with that. They're also feeling as though you feel as though you could do better for yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah. They've heard your prayers. They've been listening to what you've been saying, and they're listening to how you've been saying. Sorry, darling. They feel as though you've got a lot of frustration. Plus, you've got a lot. Obviously, you've got some anger inside of you about the way you've been treated with your job. They also feel as though you've got a little bit of upset as well. Would that make sense?
A little bit of what?
Upset.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've been feeling, sensing emotion off you.
Okay. I'm feeling very, very emotional about things as well. Whether it's to do with your personal life or it is surrounding this
job. It is personal.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though it's either personal or surrounding your job. I feel as though you're having quite a bad time of it right now. Okay.
I am. Yes.
You don't need negative people in your life giving you...
Yes.
Negative vibes, because I feel as though you've got enough negative vibes in your own personal life without your boss or whoever it is at her in your job doing it as well. Okay.
Yes, that's true. You need
to try and sort through all these negative vibes that you get in, Kay, and you need to try and outweigh it with the positive. You need some meditation, basically, to give you some upliftment. You need some meditation to give you some upliftment, because I feel as though you do need some upliftment. Also, with these negative vibes, you need to see which one's giving it off, because the negative vibe that you're getting is so overwhelming, even I can feel it as well.
Yes, ma'am.
It is so out of order to be giving off this much negative vibes coming from you, darling, okay? You need to concentrate on getting in your positive vibes in, okay? Which means meditation.
Thank you. I am so sorry you picked that. I mean, I'm glad that you did to give me the confirmation I need, Tina, because a friend of mine gave me a list of books, and I just started reading Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. And as soon as I get off this call, I'm about to start back reading. And it's so crazy. Yeah. I only made it to the foreword, and I am obsessed with the book already. So
yeah, well, I've got that book as well. I've got that book as well, you see. I've got it as well.
Yes.
So I read it from time to time. But, yeah, you need to start with the negative vibes around you, Kay. It's just overwhelming. I don't know who's giving off the negative vibes around you. I don't know who's in your personal life giving you the negative vibes around you, but it is bang out of order, because maybe you said something that somebody's giving you a negative vibe about, okay? Something positive you said to somebody and somebody's giving you a negative vibe, okay?
Yeah.
You don't need that at all. But I do think as though you are going to get another job with... besides the one that you've got, I do feel as though you need to apply for another job, because that one is basically getting you down, okay? You need to stick with that job, though, until you get another one, okay?
Okay, yes.
How much it ever gets you down, darling. You need to stick with that one until you get this other job. I do feel as though spirit are around you. They're coming down to heal. Would you understand anybody around you that needs some healing, darling, please?
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Yeah?
Most definitely.
Yeah, okay. Yes, so the healing angels are coming down to heal whoever it is, or it's maybe just yourself that needs healing. Okay.
It is me.
Yeah, I do feel as though the healing angels are coming down to heal. Okay. I feel as though there's been somewhat of a difference of opinion just lately around you as well. Someone said something and someone's like, basically gone off at the deep end. Okay, so I do feel as though there's some sort of disagreement gone on around you with the situation that's going on around you right now. So the healing angels come down to heal that situation as well. Okay, they want to
remind you.
And that's going
to get better?
I'm thinking if the healing angels come down, I do feel it's going to get better. But there's something's got to be worked out. Would you understand that?
Yes, I totally understand that.
I do feel as though somebody's got to sit down and put the cards on the table. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I do feel as though somebody's got to sit down and put the cards on the table, because I don't think somebody is being treated fairly. Okay.
Yes.
Around with your personal life, I don't think somebody's been treated fairly, to be perfectly honest. I do feel as though it's going to come down to a choice. I reckon it's going to come down to a choice Basically, if you can't come to some sort of amicable agreement, I do feel as though something's going to come to a choice. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do feel as though something's going to come to a choice, darling. I do feel as though you need to sort this situation out. There's something to do with maybe you and somebody else, or there's something
yes.
around you. But
like
I do feel as though, I do feel as though it's cards on the table time, sweetheart, to be perfectly honest, what you want and what you don't want. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it's my girlfriend. My girlfriend and
yeah.
I, yes.
Yeah. So I do feel as though it's going to be cards on table time as well, Coral. Kay, please.
Okay. All right.
1 minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you
in,
so sweetheart. Much.
Thank
too.
You. I hope
Thank
everything
you.
Worked out.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay. Right. Now, I know Yolani's sitting there. Jessica has just joined us. We're going to take another little break, ladies and gents, because we've got 40 minutes on the clock. And we haven't taken a second break yet. So we've gone pretty much through the second hour without any breaks, and we've had a busy call queue this evening. If we don't take a break now, then Tina's gonna have no voice left to do the rest of the reading, so we're gonna take a break. Right now then, let's see what we got for you. Okay. Yes, that's got to be one of my favourite foreigner tunes, that one. Okay. Well, it's only short. I know it's like, you know, compared to the other track that they've done there, it's like that's quite short. Okay. Right then, we have you, Lani. It's been sitting there a while. We have Jessica, who's just joined us. 37 minutes on the clock. So that piece of music taking up the last 3 to 4 minutes there. Our number is, as always, 646-668-8735 here. If you wish to join us this evening. And if you don't wish to join us, then we hope that you enjoy listening, and we do have listeners. As we said a little earlier there, you know, so there is more than one person that listens and donates, and that shows that we're doing something right, you know. So yeah, get some sort of appreciation for what we do, because it shows that, like, you know, that people actually want us here and we're needed, and that makes you carry on, so to speak, because I feel a bit like Mother Teresa sometimes. I really do. And if you read the story of Mother Teresa, you'll know exactly what I mean. Because Mother Teresa, you know, she suffered for a long time. She, just read the books that she wrote, and you will see there that she struggled to do the things that she did, right? Because it was a difficult thing. To do sometime, you know, it's not easy to keep giving and giving and giving and like, yeah, as I say, because you feel empty sometimes when you're getting no return. Yeah, so it needs to be a two-way thing. Yeah, right then. Okay, so let's take Yolani there, and hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers for the next 35 minutes of the show.
Good evening, Yolani.
Hello. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm okay, darling. And you?
Good, thank you. I just want to see what you can pick up for me.
Okay. Yolani, would you understand that you've been feeling somewhat inspired just lately, darling, please?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. There is a lady behind you or with you that's inspiring you to do things. Okay. Would you understand that you're still looking for a job, but you think you've found the job that's right for you?
You're still looking for a job. You just started to... doing some stuff for things I can sell it.
Yeah.
So a business, you know, start a different kind of business. And
yeah. Yeah. Would you also understand that you've been inspired to pick up your pen or go near to the computer and start writing again, please?
Yes, I have been writing again.
Okay. Because this lady's been inspiring you to write, she wants you to start and get your books out there, because you do write books, okay? Mm-hmm. She wants you to start and do the, I think it's the poem side of it. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I write poetry. I have many poems.
Yeah. Would you understand, Yolani, that just lately you've wrote a poem that you've put your heart and soul into?
I have been writing many, so I wrote a letter.
There's something that you wrote, you put your heart and soul into. Maybe not be your poetry, but it's something you've wrote and you put your heart and soul into it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because this lady's watching you. She's very, very proud of you, sweetheart, okay? She wants you to know that she loves you so much, that she's always going to be at your side, because you've been feeling down on yourself just lately and you've been giving yourself a lot of self. That makes sense?
Yes, I just not sure if I start this new project for start my own business.
Yeah.
So I don't know. See how do you see something about that? How that will be going?
I do. I do feel as though you can start your own business, but I do feel as though you have to go around it in the proper manner. Okay. Maybe get something from the bank or whatever. It's depending on what sort of business you want to start, sweetheart. I do feel as though you are going to start it, but I do feel as well that when you start it, that things are going to be more better for you than what you think they are, okay? Because I do feel as though at this quiet moment in time that you're feeling quite a lot of emotion about everything just lately. Things feel as though that you feel as though the world's against you. Would that make sense?
Not like the world's against me. I just want to see start to moving, not being stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel as though you're going to move forward. I do feel as though you're going to move forward, and I do feel as though you're going to start your own business. And it's a business of your choice, and it's a business that you want to do. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel as though it involves maybe creative stuff. Your creative side of you. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm starting to doing necklaces, bracelets. It's my creative side. Yep.
Yeah. Something that you're good at. It's something that you've always been good at, I'm being told. You've always wanted to do your own business with creativity because you're very creative of what you can do. More than just a jewelry size, she's saying to me that you're more creative with maybe making sort of doll furniture and maybe doing some creative knitting or some needlework as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
I like to recycle furniture, and I do paint the different colors.
I do feel as though you're good with other things as well. But I do feel as though every little bit is an option with you. Things that you want to do is things that you're going to be putting down on this show on whatever it is you're going to be doing. It's either going to be a website or you're going to be opening a shop of some sort, okay? But this lady says she's going to be with you at every step of the way because she's very, very proud of you, okay, and what you want to do. But she does think that this business is going to take off for you because people are always looking around for little bits and bobs you create as well. She's saying that things are going to come, what you want to do is going to come your way, okay? But I don't know if you're going to be doing it online or whether you're going to be doing it opening a little shop. Would any of that make sense, please?
It does. I do
plan
to start it online. I want to sell a little Reiki and all
that. I do feel as though things are going to start looking up for you, darling. But I also feel as though you're looking for another job on the sidelines as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm still looking for another job to have a
You've applied for many jobs this week.
Yes, I did, but I just got an email today from one company, and that position is not opening anymore. So, but I'm still waiting for another one. Do you see something about it?
I feel as though something's going to come your way, darling. I do feel as though something's going to come your way. It might not be the job that you're after. It might be another job that you're going to go after as well, because I feel that you've been mulling another job over in the either in the newspaper or online. You've been looking at it, scrolling through and then coming back to it. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I want to apply for a company. They already applied for one position. So I want to apply for another position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I do feel as though you need to feel a bit more motivated, darling. You need to have a bit more positivity about you because you
Three
do need a lot
minutes.
More positivity as well. Okay, sweetheart. I feel as though you need to put some positivity into yourself. I do feel as though that job that you keep mulling over, scrolling past and keep coming back to, I do feel as though you ought to apply for that one because it might boost your confidence. It might boost your what you have got to want to reach in life as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's totally. So I want another question too. I have been having dreams and today I wake up and I have this dream very clear, like someone told me they don't trust my ex-husband because he did the same to me in 1864. I didn't even know why they gave me that year, but I hear very clearly they told me that.
All right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2 minutes.
That might be something, a dream from a past life. Okay. A past life that you had. Okay,
mm-hmm.
it might be telling you something about from a dream that you had in a past life. I'm not really too sure, but it just seemed to me as though that was something from a past life. You went back to a past life, sweetheart.
And the boy was very clear. They told me that they don't trust him because he did the same to me in 1864. And I went, what is the year coming up? It's 1864. It was clear. So I wake up and I wrote the year.
Yeah. So giving you a message of some sort. Okay. But
yes.
To have a message encrypted into it. Okay. It might be a message that you've got to move on with the rest of your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense? Would that make sense
One
at all?
Yes. Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be a message for you to like start moving on with the rest of your life. And leave the past in the past, please. Okay? It means leave the past in the past, basically, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
Tina.
Thank you, Yolani. Thank you.
Nice to hear you. Thank you.
Thank you, Yolani. Okay. All right. Oh, I don't know what that is in the background. Okay.
It's my computer going off, Ken.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Anita that's just joined us, so we've just about got enough people to finish the show now. Okay. Jessica.
Hello,
hi.
Jessica. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help?
Just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as moving from this apartment I'm in.
Okay. Jessica, I do feel as though there's a set of keys being handed to me, sweetheart. Okay. I honestly don't know when this move's going to occur. Okay. But I do feel as though you've been looking around for properties. Would that make sense?
No, not in person. I mean, in my mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
maybe. I do feel as though you need to go online or look in the local papers for any properties that you think will be suitable for you, sweetheart, okay? Because I don't feel as though you're happy where you are, because I'm picking up, like, quite a bit of an emotion. I do feel as though the emotion around you is to do with you and maybe somebody else. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel as though it's a life changer basically for you. It will be a life changer for you. Honestly, you need to start, as I say, you need to start looking online or looking in the local papers, but I can't see a move coming up just yet. I am being handed some keys, sweetheart, but
but it could be, I don't know, maybe within the next 6 months I can feel okay. I do feel a lot of sorrow around you as well. I do feel a lot of sorrow around you, but the spirit working with you to overcome that, you're a stronger person because they're feeling as though the strength in you is not quite there right now. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah, it's just been something within the last like 24 hours. I've been like a little bit sad, but I'm not really sure what about what. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Would you understand that there's a lady in spirit that you used to care about somewhat?
Well, you know, I guess maybe my grandmother's or my grandmother or my great-grandmother, grandfather. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lady. I feel as though it's a grandmother figure. She's very much around you, and she's saying she's seen all your struggles. She's seen the tears that's been coming from you just lately, and she's not liking it, okay? She's just said to me, Jessica, that you know things can get better and you know you can do it on your own. Would that make sense, please?
That's interesting. I'm going to have to think about that. Cause I haven't really been crying. I mean, I think I cried once. It's just in the 24 hours. Yeah.
She's saying that the strength in you will come back. She's saying the strength in you will come back and you will be bigger and have a lot more strength than you did before. Okay. She's saying to me also that, my darling, it was very, very hard for you. She's saying that something was very, very hard for you when somebody passed. Okay. She understands that things have been terribly hard for you. Would you understand any of that or why she's saying that, please?
Well, that was in the past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. She's saying that things in the past stay in the past. It's the future you've got to think about now. This is what she's saying. Yeah. Would that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very, very much around you, darling. She's so much around you. I can feel the warmth and the love coming off her. Okay. She wants you to start and think about what's best for you just lately. Okay. You've got to stop thinking about the intentions of others. You've got to do what's best for you. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to focus mostly on myself. Yeah.
She wants you to start thinking about yourself, not the intentions of others. I don't know what she means by the intentions of others, sweetheart, okay? But she wants you to start focusing on yourself and start trying to help yourself a little bit more, okay? She wants you also to start looking after yourself a little bit more, better than you have been doing, because she doesn't feel as though you're looking after yourself as well as you should do. Would that make sense?
Yeah, actually, that's what I've been sad about. Yeah, that's actually what I've been sad about the last 24 hours.
Yeah. She doesn't feel as though you're looking after yourself as much as you should be doing. She's saying you're not doing some of the things that you used to like doing as well, like going out for a walk or something to do with nature as well, something around like running maybe or going out into the garden, or would you understand any of that?
Yeah, the walks in nature.
Yeah. She's saying she's feeling as though you don't do that as much as you should do. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I've been very busy with just like a million things, and so that's what I've been upset about, which I'm fixing. That's what I forgot that that's what I was upset about.
Yeah.
That is. Go ahead, finish your message. I'm sorry. And then I have a question related.
She wants you to start and put some time aside for yourself. Okay. This is what she's saying. She wants you to put some time aside for yourself. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
This is what she wants you to do. She wants you to start looking after yourself better. Start doing the things you want to do and start looking at putting some time aside for yourself. Okay. Go ahead, we question.
Well, when I feel like I want to move out of state, so that's why I haven't really been looking for houses around here because I want to move out of state, but I don't know where or anyone out of state really. So when am I going to get clarity or how can I get clarity with that? I mean, I'm just trusting spirit to I'm sorting out my finances and do you pick up anything around clarity with that? Because that's the only thing that's keeping me.
Yeah. What I'm picking up is that wherever you want to go is where you're going to be the happiest. I'm being told to tell you that something about a favorite place.
3 minutes.
I don't know what that means. It's something about a favorite place. What do you understand a favorite place?
Well, there's a favorite place, but that's not in the state where I want to be.
Right, okay, because they're telling me about a favorite place. Said you've got to do what they've got to, the choice you have got to make is the right choice for you. Okay, it's wherever you want to go and where you're going to feel comfortable and where you're going to be happy. Okay, would that make sense, please?
Yeah, I mean, are they going to start giving me opportunities in other states so I can explore?
If you work with Spirit and Spirit are working with you, they will give you some gut instincts and they will try to talk to you in their own way. Okay, so if you start feeling gut instincts and you get started getting thoughts in your mind that you never thought you'd think of, then this is Spirit working with you, okay? Because there is angels coming down to work with you. Spirit are working with you, sweetheart. They want to help you, but they cannot interfere with free will unless you give them permission. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they will give you some sort of hint and maybe some sort of idea. You've just got to keep working with them and asking them questions and things to go with maybe what you want to do. Ask the universe as well. Ask the universe because the universe will always help you as well, my darling. Okay?
Yeah, I just remembered that's what I was upset about also because I haven't been doing that stuff with my moves.
1 minute.
And I really like doing it. So that's the other thing. You know, they make me very busy. Like the last month, they're the ones who made me very busy. So now I kind of feel like I'm being scolded that I'm not taking care of myself well.
No, it's not you being scolded, darling. You're not being scolded. They're just trying to help. They're just trying
to
make
help
in their own way. Sorry?
Why'd they make me so busy, though? They made me like...
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Inspiration, that's all I can guess. Probably inspiration, darling. So thank you for calling in, Jessica, and I hope everything goes well for you, darling.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. Okay. Right, we have a lady with us that I don't think has called before. Anita.
Good evening. How can I help?
Can you just tell me if there's anything I could do to heal from this horrible tinnitus I have developed over the past 2.5 years? I have terrible sensitivity to sound and some hearing loss. Yeah, is there anything that you can pick up on in terms of how I can heal?
I would suggest meditation to get your senses back into order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest meditation because meditation can bring your senses back into order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can ask Spirit to help you heal and ask them to help you get your senses back into order as well, sweetheart, because I'm feeling as though very much that you are what we could call an empath. You're feeling and hearing people and you're being near people. I feel as though you're knowing how they're feeling. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Very much,
I feel as though you're all very new at this as well. Would that make sense?
No, I've been working. I've been meditating and you know, working with spirit for a long time.
Mhm. Okay. I do feel as though you're an empath. I think I think you've maybe nearly got three of the senses of an empath. Okay. You're all hearing. You can all see. You'd also been seeing, and you are being touched as well. Would that make sense?
Mhm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You do need to maybe put some protection around you as well, put some, like, ask the spirits to protect you from other people's emotions, because I do feel as though some of the emotions that you're picking up, you're thinking that are your own emotions. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You do need to ask spirit to put some protection around you, so you don't pick up quite as much emotion and sorrow from other people, because you're very, very sensitive to all of this as well.
Yeah,
I'm also feeling as though there's somebody around you that is in the spirit world. I feel as though there's somebody around you that's your guide. I feel as though you've got guides around you as well, because they're wanting you to not only just listen to people. I think that you're quite psychic as well. Would that make sense as well, please?
I think I'm intuitive to a limit. I'm not psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go near people, you feel as though you could talk to them about their emotions as well, because you're picking up on what they're feeling. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're picking up on what you're hearing, what they're hearing. You've also been seeing spirits as well around you. Would that make sense?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there is spirit around you.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though you've been, in your mind eye, you maybe have been seeing them around you. Okay, because I feel as though you've been seeing maybe shadows, or what you call keep looking at flashes of some sort. Would that make sense at all, please?
No, I really haven't.
Okay. You need to keep an eye out for that, because that is spirit working with you as well. Spirit
okay.
is also a very good teacher. There is teaching spirits as well that will come down and start giving you some ideas of what to do and what to don't do with being an empath. These are called the Ascending Masters. They are actually teachers. If you start getting ideas, and then it starts blocking off a little bit more. It's these ideas that spirits are putting into you. You do obviously need to ask for some sort of protection around you from spirit, so you don't feel as much, you don't hear as much as well. Okay. Because sometimes it can have a dramatic impact on an empath, because the
okay.
empath gets confused of whose emotion are you picking up? Is it mine emotion am I picking up, or is it their emotion I'm picking up? So you do need to ask spirit for a protection shield around you, so you don't pick up as much. Okay, I'm also feeling as though you have been picking up quite a lot of emotion just lately, and you have been trying to discern where it's coming from and who it's coming from as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not easy being an empath, because it's just like you're picking up every little nuance and every little sound that everyone else is picking up, and it can drive you nuts. I've just been doing this about this on my course that I'm doing as well. It's just that you pick up every sound, but you do need to ask spirit to put a protection around you, so you don't pick up so much, darling.
Okay.
And also you need to start meditating a lot, so you can get your senses into order as well, and ask spirit to get your senses into order. I do feel as though once you start doing this, you start learning to control all your senses that you're getting. I do feel as though this will be a good turn for you, And then when you go down the street, if you've got protection around you, you're not going to pick up so many people's emotions. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do feel as though there's some, maybe some sort of, maybe you should get sort of like a crucifix or something put around your neck. That will give you protection as well. Even maybe some sort of amulet of some sort, maybe a St. Christopher of some sort, that will start and give you the protection that you need. So you're not picking up as many people's emotions, but you will still pick up some. Okay, then you can discern of which one's your emotions or which one's your thoughts to whoever is around you at that time. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Do you see anyone coming in, a significant other coming in this year?
3 minutes.
I do feel as though there's a gentleman that's going to come into your life. I do feel as though you maybe know this gentleman, okay? I mean, you've maybe spoke to him maybe briefly, and you've maybe spoke to him maybe, I think, maybe in the town or something. But I do feel as though there's a gentleman around you that you that does like your sweetheart, okay? And then I feel as though there could be another gentleman, somebody that you might not know coming into your life as well. But I do feel as though you're looking for that right gentleman and the right gentleman that will accept you for you and not for what you are. Would that make sense?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. I do feel as though there is a gentleman coming into your life, darling, maybe this year. I can't give a very good time frame on when. I could say maybe this year, but it could be next year. But
minutes.
Don't look for love, darling. Let love find you. That's all I can say. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, Anita. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. So that just about wraps it up for this one, then. We haven't really got time for another one, even if they did call now, 6 minutes on the clock. We've had a wonderful show once again this evening, 9 people in the studio, plus the music, so we've done really, really good. Tina's having to come in a different way. You'll need a new link if we're going to do it this way on Wednesday. Tina, you'll need another a different link for that one.
I'll see if I can get connected via Skype. If not, I will give you a call and let you know if I'm having trouble or not, because tonight has just been horrendous trying to connect.
And then we'll have to do it this way again. I can't see why it shouldn't work, but unless Skype's they're doing something there again, Microsoft.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I know, because ever since Microsoft took over Skype, they've messed it up line. I do know that Blog Talk had a fallout with them on several occasions, so it could be just a Blog Talk thing. Okay, we're going to wrap it up then, ladies and gents. Carolyn just called back in, I don't know why. We're at the end of the show. We're going to play out with something. Let's see what we've got. And now we put 3 pieces of music in there this evening. Well, we've played them all. So we kind of run out. So we will do something different, perhaps. Let's do this one.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me those were such happy times, and not so long ago, how I wondered where they'd gone.
yesterday once more. Yesterday once more.